Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. More this week on the institutionalization of the church. Last week we started a new teaching and covered much ground spiritually. One of the main topics we introduced was what the church is and maybe what the church is not. Now, the church is not, I repeat, not a building, an organization, a denomination, a social club. But sadly, these seem to be the projection and usefulness of most churches in Sneed's Ferry and in America. They gather people to fulfill their agenda. They gather people so that they can only take care of the people that they are gathered with, and to hell with anyone that is not a card-carrying member of their church. My friend, this is not what God is looking for in His people. My friend, God expects us, you ready, to be one body, one baptism, one spirit. But no, drive down the road, even in Little Sneed's Ferry, and you have your pick of what you want to believe. But something is wrong here. They all can't be right, can they? Last week we also learned the church is Christ and us. That is, the church is made up of people in whom Christ lives in and who are in Christ Jesus. That makes up God's glorious body, a living organism and depository for the life of Jesus Christ. And I ask a question also, whether the life of Christ is moving in your church. Now, I'm not talking about missions programs or good music or other good programs for the kids and good meals or holiday get-togethers in the fellowship hall, but is the life of God, God's life, His Zoe life, is it manifested in the life of the people of your church or the business as usual? You know, according to the scriptures, it is all about the life of Christ in individuals and in the local body. Also, last week we started looking at a few critical foundational principles that will be present if the life of God is present in a group of believers. We looked at the first two, and we will discuss more this week, but let's go ahead and do a little review. The first we looked at last week was the life of Christ is resurrection. Let me say that again. The life of Christ is resurrection life. Wherever the life of Christ is manifested, there will be new beginnings. This will mean forgiveness, the ability to overcome, and an ongoing restoration of relationship. Wow, an ongoing restoration of relationships. The second principle we looked at last week was the life of Christ is truth. Now, where the life of Christ is manifested, truth will reign supreme. Yes, this will mean it is taught, it is defended, and it is preached. Truth is preached. Truth is more than doctrine and theology, my friend. Where Christ is manifested, truth is something that is being revealed to the people involved inwardly. How many churches do you know where you can speak the truth in love and the people do not get offended and walk away in anger? My friend, make no mistake. Truth will either make us free or it will hold our heart and spirit in bondage. Let me say that again. Either truth will make us free or it will hold our heart and our spirit in bondage. Amen? Okay, let us move on to what the Holy Spirit has for us today. Now, the third principle of the life of Christ is the life of Christ is holy. Wow, the life of Christ is holy. Where the life of Christ is made manifested, believers will be repenting of sin and unbelief and will be seeking to live lives pleasing to God and His children. But it will not be because they are forced to under a threat of punishment like most religions and mainstream denominations. Oh no, my friend. It will be because they want to. Wow, they want to. The next principle, this will be number four of the life of Christ, is the life of Christ is love. Wow, the life of Christ is love. Now, please pay attention here, my friend, very closely. All of the principles are gravely important, make no mistake, but the principle of love, or the Christian growing to love each other in the Lord as Christ is manifested, is huge in our life. Now, this will not be a soulish love where if we do whatever we want to do, you know, to make us feel good, as seen in most churches, or it's all about them, that's not what I'm talking about. But it will be the agape, a dedicated, you know, the word agape means dedicated. It will be an agape type of love, which God is committed to God's highest for the one who he loves, regardless of the cost. Wow. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved," that word love there is agape, "for God so loved the world that he gave." Wow. You know, giving, my friend, is at the heart of the gospel. And it all centers around love and giving of ourselves. Let me say that again. It all centers around love and giving of ourselves. If God cannot make us a giver for the right reasons, then God cannot use us. We will disqualify ourselves for service. Amen? We are to give of ourselves, not for our benefit, but to see God glorified. Let me say that again. We are to give of ourselves, not for our benefit, but to see God glorified. You know, I had a friend, well, I still call him a friend, even though he would not give me the same courtesy, who was a great Bible teacher. And I mean, no one is even greater than he is today that I have heard that is alive. But he teaches out from the wrong motives. His message is deep, it's powerful, but it is all about himself. And the throng of people that he wants around him is to look to him and say, "Wow, what a wonderful Bible teacher you are." And if not, then he will get offended. And of course, this character flaw just exposes other character flaws. Now we know we have these character flaws, but this problem is his focus is wrong. His focus is on himself, wanting to be served, wanting to be waited on. It is his intention for people to lift him up. Well, Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, then I will draw all men unto me." And I could go on, but the picture ought to be clear. Where a church is on the right track, Christ will be the goal. Let me say that again. Where a church is on the right track, Christ will be the goal. Building up others in Christ will happen. I can tell you story after story how my friend treated me like dirt. Yet I saw the word of God in him and continued to travel the world with him till the Lord said, "Enough. Time to have a talk with him." And in that talk, he twisted everything to my fault. Now, this is not the spirit of Christ, nor the spirit of love. And the life of Christ is love. Its truth will be taught. And people will talk about what God is doing in their lives. They will want God's will and help, and be helping others find it and not crush the feelings and snuff out the smoking flash. There will be a manifestation of the life of Christ in a church where true love is not self-seeking nor self-promoting. This love then is valued and then fostered. So what might some of the signs be that the life of Christ is not moving in a church? Now, take stock here, my friend, of your church. Well, for one thing, lots of politics, not national politics, and a lot of politics and struggles. But when the goal is not Christ, the goal will end up whatever the people make it. And usually that will turn the church into nothing more than a religious version of any organization you might want to find. I have often wondered if you would turn off the volume of a church whether anyone could tell just on the basis of the motives and the attitudes and the goals whether it was even a church. You can do that with Christian rock music. Wow, what an oxymoron here. Take away the sound and all you have is the motion and the jumping. Remember, if it walks like a duck and sounds like a duck and looks like a duck, then it's probably not a chicken. If it walks and sounds and acts like the world, it's probably not of God. Politics and power struggles you will see all the time, everywhere, and even in most churches today. Now just read James 3:13 through 18 for starters, and you will see what God thinks of and what He defines in such situations. Another sign that the life of Christ is weak or absent in a church. Now be honest in your evaluation, is that the church tries to manufacture things. They try to work up the spirit with music, playing the same song over and over, but faster and faster. They have campaigns, building programs, missions programs. They have plays and cantatas and gimmicks to grow the church instead of counting on the Word of God to grow the church. Remember, what you use to win people to Christ with, you have won them to that. Let me say that again. What you use to win people to Christ with, you have won them to that. My friend, use the Word of God to win people to Christ. To Christ. Win people to Christ and not the church. Amen? This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous day and this Word has challenged your heart and that you have been conformed even more into the character and nature of our dear Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.